Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vapishu vidramatutta. Vapishu vidramatuttas amalam ritapsu. Preshyan vita nijavane tulasibir isham. Abhyarchati swalakam unnasam ikshya vaptram. Vapishu in the ponds. Vidurma made of coral. Tatasu banks. Amala transparent. Amrita nectarian. Apsu water. Preshya anvita, surrounded by maidservants. Nijavane, in her own garden. Tulasi bihi, with Tulasi. Isham, the Supreme Lord. Abhyarchati, worship. Su alakam, with her face decorated with tilaka. Unnasam, raised nose. Iksha, by seeing. Vaktaram, face. Uchcheshitam, being kissed. Bhagavata, by the Supreme Lord. Iti, thus. Amata, thought. Anga, O demigods. Yet, Trihi, whose beauty? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. By offering tulasi leaves on the coral-paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised noses. Then it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Purport. Generally, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of the goddess of fortune appears in ponds of transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord with tulasi leaves in her garden. In the material world, many have a fascination with romantic pleasure, especially women. They watch soap operas and so on in the middle of the day when they have nothing to do. But actually, what's going on in this material world is a very perverted reflection of the original Madhurya Rasa. The Lord Krishna makes himself available to his devotees for their pleasure. He has intimate relationships with them, but the actual pleasure is not sense gratification. Yeah, in the sense, if there is any stimulation of senses, it is just secondary. The actual pleasure is the pleasure of the exchange of rasa. Everything that all personal exchanges in the spiritual world and everything that goes on in the spiritual world is personal exchange. We don't have impersonal atoms bouncing against one another in the spiritual world. In the material world, that's all there is. It's just atoms bouncing around and dead bodies flapping. That is the material world.
spiritual world, everything is a personal, everything that happens, every energy exchange is a personal exchange. It's an exchange of bhava, rasa. And Srila Rupa Goswami has written the textbook on the physics of transcendental energy exchanges. In his Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhu, he's explained how these rasas are made up of their subatomic components and how there is exchange. Everything that's important in life is based on rasa. We're also looking for rasa. Prabhupada explains that in his preface to the Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, that even the materialist priorities on poetry and drama and simply try to adapt that to the realm of emotional devotion. But actually, 5,000 years ago and before, Srimad Bhagavatam was already describing the entire science, especially as explained by the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Bhagavatam can be understood to be the most elaborate and most scientific, systematic, well, not systematic in the sense of being set out in chapters one after another. Things are described in various places, but with the help of the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, we can see how the Bhagavatam is very much Rasa Shastra. Srila Sukadeva Goswami doesn't always make it explicit. There's one song of the gopis, there are actually five different songs of the gopis. One of them, actually, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti, there are eight different gopis speaking, eight principal gopis. And each of those... Don't throw the milk on the carpet.
I'm not. I'm throwing the bug out. Okay. And then I want to... Mommy, don't give me eye drops. I cannot open my eyes.
Okay. As explained by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, there's a different gopi speaking each one of those verses. In that, I don't remember which chapter of the 10th canto.
Gopi Gita?
No, not Gopi Gita. Gopi Gita is spoken by one gopi. No, Gopi Gita. Not. I don't think the Gopi Gita. I think, anyway, whatever. And he also has individual bhavas, mood, special mood of each of those eight principal sakhis is exemplified, is shown, is demonstrated in the words she speaks, in the verse. So, Sukadeva Goswami was presenting all of this, it's just he didn't put the labels on it. He didn't tell about those who are rasikas, all the information on the secrets of rasa are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpa toror gulitam palam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas. But it's not Vedic in the old dry sense. It is the actual essence of the Vedas. It's the ripened fruit. If you take a piece of bark from the tree and chew on that, it has one taste. If you take the apple that grows on the tree, that has a different taste. You don't get the same taste from the bark and from the fruit. So the fruit, although it's growing from the tree, has a special taste. So that taste, sweet taste of rasa, is found in Srimad Bhagavatam in a way it's not exhibited in the original Vedas. Pibita Bhagavatam rasam alayam. Therefore, Vyasadev, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, recommends muhura ho. We should drink repeatedly, constantly, this nectar of the Bhagavatam. And this is addressed to Rasika Bhubi Bhavukaha, those who know what rasa is, the connoisseurs of rasa, they're the ones that this is addressed to. Drink from the Bhagavatam. You want the juice, the nectar? This is where you'll get it. Not in bogus literatures, books written by sahajas, but in the original Bhagavatam, and those who have written the authentic books on rasa, shastra, They've derived their knowledge, their insights from Srimad Bhagavatam. Primarily from Srimad Bhagavatam. Some other sources may be cited, but the primary source of knowledge about this science is the Bhagavatam itself. Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.